Middle of a Shabbos, middle of Simchat Hay, with what is an animal allowed to go with on Shabbos because of the melacha of Haitzah. So middle describing that the halachas of Shmira is allowed, but not if it's too much or too little, and it's a masli, at the end of Sif Aleph on page Sadehim Aleph. Muta lichrich chevela avser, you're allowed to wrap the rope of the halter sviv tzavara around the neck of the horse. The seitzi bayin go out with it. Mutla taltala avser, and you're allowed to move the halter, the litner land, to put it on the animal. Bavach le shonala, as long as you don't lean on it. Says the Mishaburah, Siv Katan Yud Aleph. Mutta b'chulu. Now, dafka be'elu shemitarim lotzes ba'avser. Now, that's specifically that you're allowed to wrap it around the neck. For those that are allowed to go out with a halter, the muta gam lichrich sviv tzavara achevel, then you're also allowed to wrap around its neck the rope hayotzim, and that comes out from it imu arach, if it's long. Avapara, but a cow asura lotzes ba'avser, is forbidden to go out with a halter, and v'chein lichrich achevel sviv tzavara, and also to wrap a rope around its neck. Because a cow is not like these wild animals that we described, of the camel and the donkey and the horse. It's protected without that. Come on, sviv yedzayin, like we'll see later on sviv yedzayin. Now, look over there. So obviously that this hetter would not apply to that. So cut in your base to wrap the rope of the halter sviv tzavara around its neck. Now Mirashi Bradan Nashma, the Rashi and the Ran, it sounds like the Avagav Shekarech B'chayz Sviv Tzavara, that even though it's wrapped tightly, very strongly around its neck, She'ein Adam Yochel Achnas Yodav, that no one could stick in their hands between absolute tzavar between the halter and the neck, She'ein Noyach L'moshach Kishirtu, that it should be easy to pull it when he wants to, Felach Yishar, even though it's permitted Mishim D'inay, because it's still consider a beautification for the animal. Now, even though, wait a second, isn't all beautification forbidden? Okay, now, like we said in the beginning of the paragraph, like we said later on, says Mishburah, that's specifically beautification to love Orcha B'chol, that's not his normal way during the weekday. A Fuki Daver, that comes to include something, that the norm of every single person is to do it during the weekday as beautification for the animal, love Masahu, that's not considered a lord of the animal, that's a normal way. About Tesis, the Tesis, the Chenyar Bin Yeruchim, Spiel, who they hold, the Noi, also Bechalin, you know, beautification is forbidden in all situations. But Hachamari, rather, here at Tumah, but if we, when it's loose, Bamikre, Lishmida, and therefore it is appropriate for Shmir, the Yachalach has Bechal, because he could grab onto the rope when it wants to run away, and therefore he would be able to grip it. Choshkin, all the more so, let's say, Ktsas Machabel, for sure, if, let's say, some of the rope is coming out, Tali Sviv Tzavara, hanging around its neck, then for sure the shor then permitted, because you could grab a hold of that. Pasuk Abach, Kateis Luchum, and the Bach rules, like the Teis is stringently that has to have place where you can grab onto. Siv Katan Yud Gimel. So you let him move Ha'avser, the halter, and Bechein Resen, so to the bit, that the Mukhan Hula Behema, that's prepared for the animal, Vein Mukta, and it's not Mukta, is also permitted to move and to put on it. Sivkan Yodal, as long as Shalei Shon allow, as long as you don't lean on it. Right? Someone needs to say, Kishon Leisin B'reish HaBehema, when you put on the head of the animal, Yizar Shalei Shon B'reish, be careful not to lean on its head, Mishtamish B'balechayim, because then you're considered utilizing a living creature, and the Rabbanan said it's Aser, as a Gezerah, not to use an animal. Siv Beis, Mukashar Chebel B'fiyasus, if you tied a rope in the mouth of the horse, that is a master, that's a load. Lufishin Mishamba, because it's not protected with that. Says Mishbusiv Kanta as well. Lufishin Mishamba is not protected with that. Because the Nishban, whom it falls out from his mouth. But Lodomala Avster, it's not similar to a halter. Shakash Bereish, which turned onto his head, being the Nishban, it doesn't become undone. Siv Gimel. Lotzeis Chamori Berprumbio. For a donkey to go over Prumbio, Pilish Yesen Shalbarzel, this bit, this bridle of iron. Aster, that's forbidden. Says Mishbusiv Katan Tazan, lots of Bechulu, and his Barbus of Alev is explained Sif Alev, the Davka Chamra Luba, specifically the Luba donkey, which are a little bit wild, more difficult, Mutubay, that's permitted, but a regular donkey, that's already too much, and that would be forbidden. Sif Dalad, Kol Behemash HaSeker Dom, any animal that its actions, its behavior, its personality is bad. Aval Peish, Ein Benais Mina, even though generally the other female animals of its same species, they don't tzrichis leisishmir. They don't need that type of protection. But he tzrichin needs it, and then it generally would be considered as a load because unnecessary. But this animal would be permitted to go out with it. Even a cow, just dummy in the Tzuchah Shemitah in general, a cow does not need any special protective gear, because come on, like we see later on the Sif Sabi Zayin, at the end of the Sabi Zayin. Mimaredis, if it's a rebellious one, but Teres Lassi Bechavos with Tzavar, then it's permitted to go out with a robe around its neck. Sif Hei, Ba'alei Hashir, the animals that have a necklace, kugin, like a leash, kugin klav mishal tzayodim, like the dogs of the hunters, Bechayis Ketanus, and these small wild animals, Sheshlam Kimin Etzadis with Tzavar, and they have like this bracelet, this necklace around their neck, but Tabas Kabuaba, and there's a ring attached with the Machnizim Aritzua, and they attach a string, what we call a leash. And that's how they pull them. They're allowed to go out with this necklace that's wrapped around their neck. And you could pull them with that leash. For example, the dogs of the hunters. But the same thing is the susi to bishir. A horse, says the Mishnah over there, goes out with this neck brace. Sivkat and Yudches. Ketan is a small wild animal. Meaning those that it's the norm for them during the weekday. Avachatol, but a cat, also that's forbidden. The sagal of a chavu cut ma'amah, because by it it's enough for just a very small generic rope. But this shear would be unnecessary protection. I came ask my gemara from that's the gemara over there. Sivkat nuchav, shear hakarach, and. They're allowed to go out with this this necklace wrapped around its neck. But someone means to say shirutzuya hatli bashir, that the string, the rope that's hanging from the necklace, karachat savarim, that's wrapped around their neck, or canal basif cotton yudbeis, like we said in sif cotton yudbeis that it's wrapped around the neck. That's the shir hakarach. Sif cotton yudchafalav, and you can pull them from them. Hainu that is shemritza. He wants to yochalim shavai, so he can pull it. I dare to tell you by the hanging strap. Finally, come on, Siv Tezvav. Look later on, Siv Tezvav. Siv Vav. Elim yaitzim levuvim. Rams go out into the street levuvim. What's that? It's a piece of leather. Shekayshim lem tachas achrusim, that they tie beneath their male organ. Shalayal on the kibbutz, that they shouldn't be able to use it to mount onto the females. Rechelos. And the she and the females, yetsir shchuzis, they go shchuzis. What's that? Buhu, that is shekishin al yosn klavi mala. They tie their tails that it should be pulled upwards, so that their female part should be exposed. The sheyalo lemezchar, so that the males should mount them. The yetsir kibunas and the kigod kibunas. What's that? Buhu shekishin baget sivivan. That you tie a garment around them. Lishmar tzemer. To protect the wool, so you knock it that it should be clean. Like the day they're born, they just wrap it around them so they never get dirty. The isn't tsrudis, the goats could go out tsrudis. What's that? Which equation, Rosh Hashanah, and that's you tie the edges of their udders. Now, this specifically, if you tie them, they should stam kudadeim so that their udders should, that their nipples should shrivel. Below yachalva, and they shouldn't. Milk. That was Madi Shabbat. Then you do it very tight and strong. Mekash, but if you're tying it, can they lishma chalav and just to protect the milk? Shleipul arutz. That shouldn't fall to the ground and it should be caught. Also, that's forbidden to Madi Shabbat. Then you're not going to be tying it very tight. Shouldn't them enough about al tuin? We're concerned that the item you're using to wrap around is going to fall and you might come to carry it. Sivkat and chav beis. So one of the cases was that the goats, you could wrap. That is that you tie Rosh Hashanah, the edges of their the breasts. That's b'shvila chalav, because of the milk, which is more like he explains. Now, the time kolei, the reason all these halachas is, although it's not being done for protection, that they shouldn't run away like all the other halachas. And since it's made to protect their body, the shamim nehatzar, to protect them from the pain, that they shouldn't be weakened, because of their wool, but they use some of their health, but they're some of their good. It's the same halacha like what a garment is to a person. It's not like a load for them. And the verse says, they're allowed to go out with them. Now, but dafka kishkoshin, they this specifically, we tie them, where we said so that the milk should shrivel and stop lactating, because then you're doing it tight. And even if he's tying for this one, for this reason, kisal dadein, a pouch on their nipples. Gam kishabed dummy. That's also okay, says the Gemara. Look over there. Because again, it's going to be tight. But if it's to catch the milk, that it shouldn't get wasted, then we're concerned that might fall, you might come to carry that. Because you're not doing it so tight. Now, but without this problem, it's something that would be permissible, have a master that would not be a load. Because the chasham albish, that item that you're doing to wrap around the dadin that they should catch the milk, would be considered as a garment, but that it protects the milk. As like the sheep that are wrapped around with this armor, the shari that's permitted by the shari b'zeh summer, because that protects the wool. As the shari tzin says, look at this with the masal kan. It sounds like that according to those who say it's forbidden, they hold that it's a masai. It says maybe that's only according to Rabbi Yesi. It says Mishra refer. He says, "V'alek amam b'siv yud aleph." The oisul izim that prohibits for the goats lotzis b'kish shabadadein to go out with a pouch on their breast. Shatoli aleho that's hanging that kedishli sortu dadein b'kaitzim that their nipples should not get scratched on the thorns. So what's the difference? My husband, there's too much shayitzichim oid lahachalav that they needed more for the milk. Well, he had the kush upper and they didn't attach it very well. Kedeshli tzamika chalav that it shouldn't shrivel up the milk. Oh, so that's like the other halacha of our sif, and that's why it's awesome. But if it was not done for that reason, then that would be permitted, like we said. As the Shara Tzinos Yotel says, that's just obvious over there, the pinna b'na goin lahalacha, and that's obvious in the Gemara over there. And actually wonders in the Shulchan Aruch that he doesn't mention this over there explicitly, that it's specifically only be doing it to have the milk and not to shrivel up the milk. Siv Zayin, Chamor Yitzim b'mardas, a donkey goes out with a mardas, says Rama Pirsh, in other words, what is that? That's Kemin Ukav Katan. It's like this small saddle, Chamor Kal Yim Kule, that they put on the donkey the entire day, Kadesh Yishamim, that it should stay warm. Continues, V'chaba V'hush Tei Keshur Loi, Merib Shabbos, and that it should be wrapped on him from before Shabbos, which are called a behemoth, asuris, but all other animals are forbidden. And the yitzeh be'ukav, and madas is really like some type of like a saddle, but it's like a blanket something. And it should not go with a saddle. Alpha pesha kashlam erev Shabbos, even though it's a tied from before Shabbos. So it says mishmur sev katan chafei, chamor yitzeh be'mardas, that the donkey goes out with a mardas. With this like a small little ukif, is because the mitar betzina, because the donkey is pained by the cold, because the chamer donkey filled with kufis tamas, even the hottest days of summer, truly the donkey is cold. But naturally, kamabish, and therefore it's considered like a garment, which is permitted. Now this is specifically mitar from before Shabbos. Does gali daitim etmol? So then he's revealing his intention from the day before shetuch lekach that he needs it. As the Shara Tzin Leis Chafal brings this from Rashi, and according to this, it's the Raisim. Taste is right, when you're tied on Shabbos, it looks like you're intending to carry out the Mardas, and also it looks like that you're intending to take the animal to somewhere very far. Be that as it may, says the Mishmur for the Avim Kishar B'Shabbos, but you're tied on Shabbos, Asalat Zabay, then you're not allowed to go out with it, Kimin Lekal, you died in Merab Shabbos, Shehelu Lamabish, because since you did not reveal the intention before Shabbos, that you want it as a garment. Sivkat and Chavav. So what is this mardas that you're allowed to go out with on Shabbos? It's kamin ukav katan. It's like the small ukav. I'm a levush yisrach. It's talk lemon that you have to say kamin ukav gadol. It's actually like a large ukav. It's a large blanket that covers over the animal and it keeps it warm. Sim katan chavzayin. So he said as long as it's tied on it before Shabbos. He says shar b'chulu. All other animals they're forbidden. Why? All the animals the cold is not so harsh for them. But a mardas masa and therefore the mardas. Is a load, sivkot chavches, and the yitzibah ukiv, and the donkey cannot go out with a saddle, even though it was saddled from before Shabbos, because the ain't ukiv mailoi, the saddle is not helpful for it, and therefore if I have a masa, it's a load. The davka mardas mailos, specifically mardas is effective. Shemunach al kol haguf, because it's placed on the whole body. Shengin ukiv, which is not the case, but the ukiv in mechamel b'vakas shemunach, it only warms up the place where it's placed. That's not so significant. Maybe that would be forbidden to be done. Some of the dishes, issue number 7. So Mishmur said that anything that it's the norm to do Even though generally beautification is forbidden for an animal to carry, but if it's a normal way to do it during the weekday, then that's okay. And also according to Shita's Rashi and the Ran, that they permit to go out with this beautification of an animal, the Aruch HaShulchan explains, it's only by beautification that they normally do it, even not at a time of work. But the beautification that they do for the animal only during the work, for example, let's say the wealthy, that they adorn their horses when they're riding on them, but it's, that means that only when they're using them, so that's a beautification of masa, of load, and therefore, yes, it would be forbidden to go out with that to the street on Shabbos. Dish number 8, we said, well, let's say you're doing this for the animal because of protecting their wool or their health or something good for them, then it's like what a garment is to a person, and it's not a load for them, and they're allowed to go out with them, even though it's not a shmira for the animal. So the reason for this, that these things are considered like a necessity of the animal, even though really putting it on the animal for the benefit of the owner and not for the benefit of the animal. So Moshe Feinstein explains in Dibris Moshe that since the good of the animal is that it should have a master worrying about it to feed it and to make sure it's healthy, so therefore, all these shmiras that he's doing for it are considered like for the benefit of the animal. Moreover, that since this person is the owner of the body of the animal, so he has the power to be mevatel to its body whatever he needs for its good. Addition number 9. So he said that there where it's forbidden must be talking about where they need it for the milk. If they don't do it tight, so that it shouldn't shrivel, and that's why it's also. So the Yishra here points out that here the Mishra writes that the Shmira is that the milk should not shrivel. Regarding the halacha that goats go out tzruros, Shachanach writes that they tie the edges of their nipples that they should shrivel and should not lactate, and that's considered with a Mishmira. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that there are fatty goats that it's good for them to lactate. On that he writes that the shmira is that that it should not be shriveled up, its lactation. Then there are weak goats, and for them it's good that the milk should stop. He also explains that since that they're owned by the person, what he wants and what he understands in the actual body of the living creature, that's considered for its good and small, which is just asking a contradiction. Is it good for them to lactate or not? Well, either that's because it depends on the animal, or because it depends on what the owner intends.